From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Linda Evans, reading Memories Can Be Murder, Book 5 in the Charlie Parker Mystery Series by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Memories Can Be Murder, Chapter 1. We come to certain crossroads in our lives. It is inevitable. Some are planned, marriage, career changes, cross-country moves. At other times, we come to these crossroads quite suddenly, with no warning. I was orphaned in such a way over 15 years ago, and managed to get on with my life anyway. But within the past few days, the discovery of some boxes of old papers dumped my preconceived ideas about my own life suddenly and completely upside down. Last Tuesday started out as an ordinary enough day. After a month-long jaunt to Kauai in September to help my fiancé close up the house and make ready to move to New Mexico, I'd arrived back in Albuquerque to our characteristically perfect October weather. Several days of confinement in the office followed, my penalty for taking a month off. So it came to be that Tuesday was the day I spent a couple of hours visiting with my 86-year-old neighbor, Elsa Higgins, and Tuesday was the day she dropped that bombshell on me, the fact that the circumstances of my parents' death were not at all the way I'd always believed. From the day I'd received that fateful news, delivered by my best friend Stacy's mother while I was sleeping over at their house, I'd been of the belief that my parents' flight had been a vacation trip to Denver on a big, steady commercial aircraft. Now Elsa was informing me that theirs was a small private craft chartered by Sandia Corporation.